Beatles podcast. Today you are joined by Tito and Trujillo once again. And Trujillo, how you been? How's the last week been for you?
I've been pretty good, right? I've been excited for this weekend and the drop. You know, we've had some good stuff recently. Also anticipating that new Brockhampton album this weekend.
Oh,
but
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely excited to talk about Nas and King's Disease 3. So, Tito, you've got a chance to listen to this, right?
Yeah. So, for those of us who are uninitiated, today we will be reviewing Nas, King's Disease 3. Now, he's been working on this trilogy for the last 2 years, I want to say, and both of his other King's Disease albums, for me at least, have been really amazing. Like, some of his best work next to Illmatic for me. In fact, his only album to ever win a Grammy was King Disease 1, if I'm not mistaken. So, he's definitely on a train putting out some good work. So, I was super excited to see what he had to bring to the table with this most recent installment.
Yes, me as well. I think the Grammy nods is more of a testament to, like, the Grammys itself and where his career is kind of stacked up during that timeline. Yeah. But don't get me wrong, King's Disease 1 and 2 definitely were some quality projects. I think that they overall were quality. They were good. They weren't insanely impressive to me by any means, but some of his best work definitely, I would say, besides Illmatic. And with Magic alongside as kind of being the, like, the bridge in between the final installment here, I did enjoy that as well. But now going on to King's Disease 3 and wrapping up this pretty awesome trilogy. Him and Hit-Boy coming at it again and really doing some awesome stuff on this whole project as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. So let's just hop right into it. Overall, one sentence, Trujillo, what do you think of this album?
I think it was a good wrap-up, right?
A good wrap-up, okay.
Yeah, it was a good wrap-up, right? It did all the things that the other albums did well. I think it did some things a lot better. I think it was really the culmination of all, like, the work that had been put together. Didn't feel like it was too much, like, oh, wow, another King's Disease 3. Didn't feel like the production was overdone or anything like that. Yeah. Overall, really quantity.
Yeah,
so that's a good wrap-up.
Yeah, I kind of follow along the same lines. It's not trying to do something that it isn't able to. Like, it's a wrap-up to a pretty big trilogy, and obviously, Nas is a huge artist that still has a lot of commercial success, but it's not overstepping its bounds production-wise, which I feel like a lot of older rappers can kind of fall into a trap of, like, trying to make every project as grand as their really big breakout projects. And so I feel like Nas does a really good job, like, you know, delivering a lot of really quality, really amazing lines and bars, but still not trying to do too much.
Yeah, exactly. I think him and Hit-Boy have really great synergy, especially on this album. Oh, and yeah, it doesn't seem dated, right? Like, this production doesn't seem something that is, like,
that's what I love about this album. Yeah, the production is super modern. Like, and obviously, you know, it's produced by Hit-Boy. Like, it's gonna be well produced, but man, every one of these beats for me just hits. Well, okay, except for one.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we can get into that later. And I do think that this is very quality production, but it doesn't seem too, like, out of touch for Nas at the same time. It doesn't seem, like, too modern or something that he isn't comfortable rapping over. And
yeah,
overall,
definitely,
they sync really nice. It's probably one of the best examples that I have seen of an older rapper adapting to a new production style and not seeming dated or overdone or anything like that. And
definitely.
So, yeah, really enjoyed that, especially tracks like 30 and which the I'm on Fire track. A lot of those,
yeah,
especially with these, like, grander, I think more upbeat beats that we're maybe not as used to hearing from Nas, really worked well, especially when he's looking back on things like his legacy and his impact and things like that. I think it was a really great reflective piece a lot of the time.
Definitely, yeah. And it really maintains that same production style that Nas has, I mean, really always had. Like, just that loud boom bap, like, that classic New York sound that Nas has always done really well at. It definitely shines through in this project as well. It doesn't sound out of character for him at all.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So going on, besides production, how are you feeling with some, like, the lyrical content here, his flows, his delivery, things along those lines?
Yeah. So lyrically, I mean, obviously Nas is an amazing lyricist, and I don't think that will ever change. He'll always be writing bars that are just very clever and very witty, but you can definitely tell he's 50 years old, and so there are a couple of lines here and there where you're like, man, you are really an old man. Like, you're trying to fit into such a different culture than what you came up in. But overall, I mean, his stuff, he's still just so poignant with everything he says about gaining wealth and all of the other themes that are on this album. Like, he still is an amazing storyteller and has great bars, definitely.
Yeah, I'd have to agree there as well. He is someone that is... he's conscious of it, right? He knows, like, he's the old man on the block, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, he is making a lot of, you know, he's doing a lot of things well and really not sounding dated too much of the time. I think he's sounding as new age as he can, being, you know, a 50-year-old man, right?
Yeah,
and so,
sure.
You know, there's moments that shine through, but I think there's also definitely tons of moments that are awesome in the context, right? In him reflecting things like 30 and the first time are really awesome and unique tracks that you can really only do when you're a 50-year-old rapper with the you know, prowess that you have, right? And so I think it was really cool to see him kind of take his credit for things like that. He had a couple pretty fun bars, you know, like that jab at Jay-Z or that the talk about the Pete Rock situation, right? Like, mm-hmm. you can tell that there's a lot of effort that are being put behind these bars and the stories and things like that that he's wanting to bring to the table and bring to the music. And oftentimes it's done in a pretty accessible way. I'd
For
like
sure.
to say it's not like these are overdone or too focused or things like that.
Yeah, definitely. Like just an example of one of those like super clever poignant lines. I really love the song Legit, and it's another one of those songs that you can really only make after you've been rapping for 30 years or whatever he's done at this point. He says, "None of my neighbors too nosy, none of my neighbors too nosy, the Joneses owning some acres." Like, come on, his last name Jones, and he's like oh my god, he has some very good lyrics in this album for sure.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I like his moments like on Beef and even Don't Shoot, where he's doing kind of like his cool personification rap that we've seen him do on some other projects.
Yeah.
And really just being creative with it, right? I feel like he knows that he has the respect that he's gonna have, so he kind of, you know, throws out different lines here or there, or things that he's not really too worried about, like how it might be perceived, right? There's a lot of like seniority and kind of carefree feel to a lot of these bars that is pretty respectable at most times, and I don't really think it comes off as like corny or like overstated or things like that. And
yeah,
so,
and I think that's
appreciate it.
A great feature of this album. I mean, overall, like, he's not trying to appeal to the modern culture. He's not really trying to appeal to anyone, honestly. He's making the rap that is good and that he's always made in the past, and it's just he does well at adapting, but he doesn't care too much what you think, you know. And that's a tough balance to strike, especially in today's commercial age, when you need to have a great chorus and have a great hook to be listened to at all, really.
Yeah. To talk about today's commercial age, I'm not surprised that this isn't getting a ton of buzz, or maybe won't be super respected by the new generation.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, not everyone is going to know Nas or really understand his impact and his legacy and what he's done to the culture. And I think a lot of maybe newer people listening to this album will simply say something like, yeah, a lot of these lines seem a little different, right?
Yeah.
He's not like our new trap people,
I mean,
you know? It's just not going to be as well received, which is understandable, right?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people that listen to rap now, this is just kind of boring. Having a boom bap beat and 3 verses, like, I just don't know if that format really sells rap music anymore. And, you know, obviously Nas has plenty of listeners and he'll always have a very strong fan base, and there are plenty of rap fans that exclusively want to hear that, but I just don't think he can ever really enjoy commercial success while making music that's like that. It's just not the style, and it's old. It's kind of boring to a lot of people nowadays, I feel like.
Yeah, that's definitely understandable. It was also a little lengthy, maybe not in time, but total for 17 tracks. And with not a ton of variation, it can seem a little, almost kind of hard to keep track of it sometimes.
Definitely, yeah.
There were some tracks for me that sounded out. I really liked I'm on Fire, 30, Thun, as well as
I like Hood to Hood.
first time.
Hood has a really good beat. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciated the bonus track. It was a little upbeat send-off that was pretty fun there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for the most part, most of these tracks were pretty enjoyable. I don't think, for me, that there were too many duds. Just more that were kind of a little chill, that kind of, you know, were a little easier to forget than others, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. The only dud for me is WTHSMH.
WTFSMH.
For some Hit-Boy, I don't know how this got past the production room, but Hit-Boy just ruined this beat. It has the weirdest little vocalizations in the middle of it. I cannot listen to it. And you can kind of see what they're going for. It kind of has, like, the box energy, or just some high little voice in the background doing the sound, and it just does not work for me. I cannot listen to that song.
Yeah, I don't think it was an awful beat. I just think pairing it with Nas, and especially some of the content on it, and just hearing Nas use, like, text slang, it really didn't, like, go over well for me either.
Yeah,
there were a couple moments on this project, too, where you could tell, like, yeah, this is not something a new age rapper would be saying, like, starting with, like, the title of the song pretty often, and just kind of, you know, going bar after bar. Like, that is what he's known for and what he does, but at least coming from someone who does listen to a lot of new age stuff as well, I could tell that there would be a disconnect for a lot of listeners. But even with that being said, I think this was a pretty cohesive project, and one that was pretty listenable through and through. A lot of replayability as well. And one that I think was definitely a good send-off for this King's Disease franchise, right? I would probably rank it above 1 and 2. I really did enjoy Magic, especially because that was a little more against the grain, in my opinion. Some great production all throughout, but I think King's Disease 3 would probably go on top for me, and I think it will be a great little last installment for this series for Nas and Hit-Boy.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely agree. I think Nas has really come to a new prime in his career with this King's Disease trilogy. I mean, really, these three albums have had, like, three bad tracks, in my opinion, on them. Like, obviously, he's not reaching the same heights that he once did, but these are very quality projects, and there's really not a lot that you can say is wrong with him, other than Nas being, like, 50 years old. But even then, he adapts to it really well. So, yeah, I would definitely say it's better than the last two King's Diseases for me. There was just a lot more consistency here for me, and I felt like the production overall was a little bit more poignant and listenable too. So they were all very good albums, though. And yeah, I'd definitely say this is some Nas's best work.
For sure. Before going into final ratings here, what do you think this means for Nas? Like, coming with this, you know, four album run that was super focused, all within only a 2-year span. Is he trying to have some kind of comeback, a send off? Like, what do you think the intention is here?
I feel like Nas has never really gotten the respect he deserved from his first album. And not, you know, Nas has gotten all the respect in the world from that, rightfully so, because it kind of kicked off 90s hip hop. But I don't think he's ever really gotten that respect. And so now, way later into his career, you know, he finally gets a Grammy. He's getting all these nominations. And he's finally getting this critical acclaim that I think he's been owed for years at this point. I'm really excited to see what he does next. If he adapts his style even more, or if he just keeps continuing on this chill boom bap wave that he's on, I think he'll be super critically respected. And I'm excited to see what he does next.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited to see. I don't see this being the last Nas album for sure, especially I think he had some kind of Nas to, like, a premiere album coming in the future, or like might still happen, and so that would be definitely anticipated as well. But I think the question for me is, what do you think the reasoning behind this is, like, this super focused forward track? Because Nas could just go on and, you know, maybe drop an album here or there and not really care and still pretty much have be in that GOAT conversation, right? Mm-hmm. So what do you think is driving him for this? Do you think it's some kind of, like, competitive nature, or, like, where do you think this came from? Because it was pretty, you know, out of left field for me.
he's just carrying on his tradition that, like, really no one else does at this point. Like, what other big 90s rapper is still making good music?
Yeah. It's true. I mean, like, there's always going to be that Jay-Z debate with them. I think a lot of people, that's always going to be like, you know, there is but one other 50.
He doesn't make music, though. Like,
not really.
He's been so quiet recently. And I just think, like, yeah, that breed of hip-hop artists has kind of died out. And Nas is one of the last ones that... Maybe Outkast. I could see the Andre 3K. Because he comes out with a verse every once in a while, but...
Maybe. It would be a good sight to see, right? But, you know, going back to it, it is just definitely respectable. It's mm-hmm. really awesome to see someone like this coming out with a focused project. It doesn't seem like they're just trying to sell out or something like that. And just having that longevity is something that's so admirable and something that we're definitely here for and, you know, ready to see what is coming next from it. So,
for sure.
Getting with that, are you ready for your rating?
Yeah. I'm giving this an 8 out of 10. It's a super great album, super consistent. It can get a little boring at times, and you can see why it won't be super commercially successful, but the lyrics and production on this thing are super good, super impressive, and it's definitely worth your listen.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go 7.5. I definitely understand that there's tons of great quality in the production and in the lyricism, but at the end of the day, it isn't super inventive. It seems like a little formulaic at times when you're talking about like the verses and how the whole style can go. With that, it was still definitely listenable, has a lot of replay value, but there wasn't a ton of it factor for me. It really didn't separate itself too much from maybe some of his other projects in some aspects. In some aspects, yes, especially considering like the longevity and things like that. Something with a lot of replay ability for me personally, but something that overall critically was definitely respectable at a 7.5, but I don't see it going much further considering how nothing really new from Nas, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Respectable opinion. All right. Well, be sure to let us know your own opinions down below, if that's possible, wherever you're watching this. And I don't have anything else to say.
All right, me neither. This was Mixed Beatles, King's Disease 3. Hopefully coming at you next week with the final Brockhampton album. Also, end of a big series there. And we'll catch you next time.
All right, peace.